Yo, what is up, my guys? It is your boy, Press Buttons. Welcome to... Oh, wait, hang on, my echo's on. Hang on. Okay. Welcome to This Is How We Press Buttons 2.0, guys. As promised, I was going to publish a podcast about at 8 o'clock. So, it is your boy, Press Buttons. Welcome to another episode of This Is How We Press Buttons, guys. Woo! I'm your host, Press Buttons. And this is a podcast you all love. So today, this is the first episode about talking about technology. Like I said a little while ago, I'd be talking about technology in the future. Well, right now, we're in the future now. Well, actually, technically, we are. So, today, Apple Vision Pro released, and today is going to be all about it. I'm so excited to talk about this. I've seen videos of it at first. So, actually, they announced this at WWDC 23. Tim Cook said, when it happened, I thought, it's so cool that Apple's making a VR headset, but I don't know if it's really worth getting it, because I have an Oculus. And, of course, you can't really game on it. Well, you can, you have Apple Arcade, and I'm sure there's probably going to be games you can download on the App Store. But I'm just so excited to be looking at this, and now I really, really want one, because I've seen reviews on it. And, so yeah, today is release day, it's launch day. I need to try to go to the Apple Store as soon as possible, and then I'll do a whole podcast over the Apple Vision Pro from me actually trying it. Whenever I go to an Apple Store, I hope I will go to one soon. I'm going to ask my parents if they can take me to the Apple Store just to try the Apple Vision Pro, because I did hear you're going to be able to try it out at the Apple Store. And I want to see, I wonder if they have any, like, you can, like, try it out, like, if they have any, this is coming straight from Tim Cook's perspective. He's saying that this is the first ever spatial computing. This is what the Apple Vision Pro is all about. It's gonna be about spatial computing. So right now I'm on the Apple website, and here it says, welcome to the era of spatial computing. I'm excited about this, dude. Y'all, I need to get this. Apple Vision Pro seamlessly blends digital content with your physical space. I remember Tim Cook exactly saying that. You navigate simply by using your eyes, hands, and voice. Now, I'm going to talk about navigating with your eyes and hands in a second. Voice, of course, it's very obvious, like Siri and all that. So you can do the things you love in ways never before possible. You've never seen anything like this before. Okay. Your apps in your space live in your space. With Apple Vision Pro, you have infinite canvas that transforms how you use the apps you love. Arrange apps anywhere and scale them to the perfect size, making the workspace of your dreams a reality, all while staying present in the world around you. Browse the web in Safari, create a to-do list in Notes, chat in Messages, and seamlessly move between them with a glance. Entertainment, the ultimate theater wherever you are. An immersive way to experience entertainment. Apple Vision Pro can transform any room into your own personal theater. Expand your movie, shows, and games up to the perfect size while feeling like you're part of the action with spatial audio. And with more pixels than a 4K TV for each eye, I remember Tim Cook saying that in an interview, you can enjoy stunning content wherever you are, whether it's a long flight or the couch at home. So, photos and videos, be in the moment all over again. Your memories come alive. Apple Vision Pro is Apple's first 3D camera. You can capture magical spatial photos and spatial videos in 3D. Huh. I actually never knew about that. then excuse me, then relive those cherished. Hang on, something about them. Excuse me. Okay, then relive those cherished moments like never before with immersive spatial audio. Your existing library of photos and videos looks incredible at remarkable scale, and panoramas wrap around you like you feel like you're staying right where you took them. You can also take spatial videos with iPhone 15 Pro and view them on the Apple Vision Pro, although I do have the regular 15. I don't have the 15 Pro, so I don't think I can do spatial videos. Connection. Get on the same page in the same space. Make meetings more meaningful. Apple Vision Pro makes it easy to collaborate and connect wherever you are. FaceTime video tiles are life-size, and as new people join, the call simply expands your room. Within FaceTime, you can also use apps to collaborate with colleagues on the same document simultaneously. Designed by Apple. Apple Vision Pro is the result of decades of experience designing high-performance mobile and wearing wearable devices, culminating in the most ambitious product Apple has ever created. Apple Vision Pro integrates incredibly advanced technology into an elegant, compact form, resulting in an amazing experience every time you put it on. I'm not gonna read the parts of it, but so yeah, a singular piece of three-dimensionally formed laminated glass acts as an optional surface for the cameras and sensors that view the world. It flows seamlessly into a custom aluminum alloy frame that gently covers to wrap around your face, while serving as an attachment point for the light seal. This is actually coming from macOS, iOS, iPadOS, and visionOS. So visionOS is going to be the operating system. So I'm sure every year we're going to have a new visionOS. So I have to do a few chores here and there, but I'm going to play an interview on my phone. It may not sound the best, but I hope that there's no ads that come through. So, sorry about that. Let me go ahead and I'm just going to say Tim Cook Apple Vision Pro interview. Okay, popped right up for me. Okay. So this is 7 months ago when someone on ABC got to see this. This is about a 7 minute long video, but we're going to play it. I got to do a few things, so going to get these legs folded in here. I'm just going to lay it on my table nice and easily and go ahead and listen to this interview. Let's see, hopefully it comes through clear. All right, here we go.
Look at that brand new Apple device. I think few people are talking about it. It is called Apple Vision Pro. It involves a term you may not be familiar with, spatial computing. And yes, I had the opportunity to experience it firsthand. It's the unveiling of Apple's next chapter.
Introducing Apple Vision Pro.
CEO Tim Cook announcing Apple Vision Pro, their most ambitious product to date.
With Vision Pro, you're no longer limited by a display. Your surroundings become an infinite canvas.
There was so much speculation what was going to be happening today and what the Vision Pro would look like. What do you think is the biggest surprise to folks?
Probably to the magnitude of what it does.
Yeah.
It'll do anything that your Mac or iPhone can do and more.
Here at Apple Park in Northern California, Oh, yeah.
Apple inviting me to experience a first-hand film look at the device.
I have complete control over it. Wow.
It's emerging and evolving technology that blends digital content with the physical world, controlled primarily by your eyes, hands, and voice. No remote needed. First, an opportunity to transport around the world.
Oh, it's like I'm in Oregon, right there.
Then coming face to face with in-depth memories.
I felt like I'm at the birthday party.
Moments nearly impossible to fully capture on a 2D screen, like this mindful minute.
I would live here. This is why, for that alone, oh my goodness, that was, and I'm someone who meditates, and I found something new in that moment.
Giving consumers a new immersive entertainment experience. And despite all its power, the device surprisingly lightweight.
It was comfortable. I didn't feel the heat.
Tim was there to greet me right after.
I need the emoji, mind blown. This is what you see from me right now.
It is beautiful. It's a beautiful object. The real thing, of course, that it does is enable you to see, hear, and interact with digital content right in your physical space as if it's there. That's spatial computing. And it is a big idea.
Apple welcoming in a new era of spatial computing.
You can immerse yourself in movies, TV shows, sports, and feel like you're right there. You can take photos and videos and then enjoy those and bring back memories as if you were there. It's not about one thing. It is a platform. And so we can't wait to unleash it to the developers so they can begin to work on applications for it.
Great potential at work, home, and at play. ABC News parent company Disney jumping in with ideas of how to use it. But there are questions.
There's some folks who worry about isolation.
Yes.
That it will cause you to be more isolated. Have you addressed that?
It's a major point that was a design point of ours from the start. This is not about isolation. This is about connection. This is about having people there that feel like they're there with you.
When you talk about tech, of course, people want to know how much.
It'll cost $34.99, and it'll be available early next year. It's the most advanced piece of electronics equipment out there. It's tomorrow's engineering today. So you're going to live in the future, and you're going to do it today.
Do you think this is something that the average person will be able to afford?
I don't know. I think people will make different choices depending upon their current financial situation and so forth. The engineering and depth of engineering in it is mind-blowing. You've got more than a 4K experience in each eye. And of course, it doesn't come for free. It costs something to do that. But I think it's a great value.
When he said $34.99, I said, oh, $34.99. That's not bad. But no, it's almost $3,500. And I've dabbled with some similar devices. This is a computer. This is totally different from what people are thinking about where it comes. But the price tag is something that...
How long do you think you can actually stay?
I had it on for about a half an hour, and there was no motion sickness. There were 500 patents in the development of this. And you have to have a battery pack, and it lasts for about a few hours, but there was no heat to it at all. Mm. But still, I mean, the thing that I heard from people, they asked me about the motion a lot, and they asked me a lot about the price tag.
Because, I mean, that is a giant number. I was fascinated by, you know, you pressed Tim Cook a little bit about this question of price and will people buy it. We've seen in the past, I wanted to Google this and understand it. I found that the first cell phone, that brick that people might remember, there it is.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you so much, Ross, in the control room. That brick, originally when it came out in 1984, was $4,000. That would have been $11,000 in today's money. And what tends to happen with technology is that it as it gains widespread use, as more people purchase, you get the super users first, but as more people buy it, flat screen TVs are an example here too, the price tends to come down. And so a lot of analysts are looking at this as that, but people, you know, those super fans have to show up first.
And they're going to get feedback, and that's also what they want. And I'll use a golfing term. You can be on the range all you want, but you got to get out on the course.
Right.
Mm. And this is what they're doing. They're getting, they're getting out there.
What do you think you're going to use it for if you used it?
If I used it, I wouldn't use it for, I would use it. The meditation part of it was just, we both meditate, was fascinating. The immersion, because I'm away from my family, to be able to actually feel, like if some can't come to the wedding, to be able to tape that and they can feel like they're there.
That's interesting.
Yeah, but it was an incredible experience with all that I saw. And I kept thinking about the endless possibilities and opportunities for this technology.
Okay, so that was the Apple Vision Pro interview from Good Morning America on ABC. And as you can see, she is a true eyewitness, because she, hang on, let me just get this situated here, my mic. Here we go. But you got an actual experience from a person that actually tried it out. So I thought that's pretty cool. I want to be using it, but before we before we go ahead and keep talking more about it, let's just see. Spatial audio system ever. Dual driver audio pods positioned next to each ear deliver personalized sound while letting you hear what's around you. Spatial audio makes sounds feel like they're coming from your surroundings. Audio ray tracing analyzes your room's acoustic properties to adapt and match sound to your space. And if you want to use headphones with Apple Vision Pro, AirPods Pro 2nd generation with USB-C offer the perfect experience, featuring lossless audio with ultra-low latency enabled by the H2 chip in both devices. I have the AirPods Pro 2, but I don't have the USB-C one, so oh well. But I'm waiting. I probably would get them. I would probably just sell those and get the other ones because they sound just a little bit better. But I did hear that Apple, well, it's a rumor. I think someone saw that there might be AirPods with a screen on the case. So I'm just going to wait. Because I'm sure it will probably come out probably by this year, maybe, if not probably next year. And he said, and Tim Cook said, it took probably a good, I think he said like a good few years to even to get this thing actually working. And like they've been working on it for so long. So really we've been in the future, but we're not. But yeah, I'm so excited to get this. Like they said, the Disney thing, I did hear that they're gonna have a you sit in a theater and like you watch your Disney Plus shows. And I did hear it's pretty realistic. Like I've seen reviews, people say like it's not exactly like you're there, but it's like almost to that point, which is still really good and very improved. I didn't really think an official guess on the price, but if I didn't know, I probably would have guessed probably around the late 1000s to early 2000s. It came sooner than I thought. I remember they said early next year, which is, of course, 2024. I didn't know it would come out in February. I feel like it would be like right before May or maybe like somewhere in March. But no, it came early. It came way earlier than I thought. And it, like, even revealing when it was coming out, that was like in January, and that was even late, earlier than I thought. So I liked how Apple got their thing right out there, and yeah, I'm so excited to, if I get to go to the app. Oh, hang on, let me go and turn this up a little bit. It's not as loud. Okay. I'm so excited to see if maybe I can go to the Apple store and actually try this out, because it sounds really, really cool. Yeah, I was cleaning my bathroom while I was doing that. So let's go and keep talking about this. Let's talk about the features. So there's this thing called Persona. And, well, Persona. You say it like that together. And something really cool about Persona is it does, like, the cameras that are, like, right there on the front of the display, you actually aim it at your face. I haven't seen the actual, like, official setup because, of course, they did say that there is screen recording built in, which I really like that, so people can do reviews on it. But if you actually, it does a face scan, so it detects a little bit of your shoulders, like your shirt that you're wearing. So you want to choose a good shirt or hoodie or something. And then it scans your face and everything. So it just looks so cool to do that. And that's the purpose for, that's what it's going to look like on FaceTime. And I've seen YouTubers that I know I've watched. I know exactly what they look like. You can tell that it's AI, but it looked like super, super weird. It was so weird how it literally looks almost identical, like they're actually just talking to you, like, just looking on the iPhone. It's just so weird, and I really, really like that, and it's just really, really, I'm just really curious to see what it will look like for me if I ever get it. But also on this new machine, your hand, so they say there's cameras all around the headset itself. So basically, as long as it can see your hands, you can literally just put your hands in your lap. They said it's a 180 degree camera, not camera, but it has cameras from 0 to 180 degrees. And you can just, as long as you have it within that field of view, you can go ahead and just do the gestures, and the headset will pick up what your hands are doing. Now, this is the cool part. I had no idea until I actually saw a video on this when people actually... Oh my gosh, my dad is... Or my... Copper, go! 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 It's okay, Copper. Copper! Go! Alright. I think it stopped. Okay. So anyway, what was I talking about? Oh yeah. I found this out in the video when people actually started getting this and like testing it out and all that. This is how I found out. So if you're let's say you want to open the copper. Go. 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 Go to mom and dad's room and go bark. Sorry about that. But anyway, let's say you want to open photos, for example. Literally, your eyes pick up. There's cameras, I guess, or somehow. But when you look at an app, you just pinch with your finger and opens it. That is just so weird. Somehow it picks up your eyes. So people say it does get a little bit of getting used to, because you're kind of like, you know, like you're on your phone and you're just looking around all over and you're just playing it with your thumbs and your fingers and all that. But this is a little bit different. You actually have to look at what you want to click on, and then you pinch like softly your fingers, which I thought you would just have to move your finger around, kind of like the Oculus. I have an Oculus that has hands tracking, and basically it will, but you have to actually like move your hand and move the cursor with your hands. This one, you just look at it with your eyes, and I think that's just really cool. So that's just a really big feature. Also, there is one problem with it. You are going to have a battery pack. Like it said in the video, you do have to have a battery pack in order to use this. It comes with the battery pack, it did say, so you're concerned about battery life. It goes up to about a good 2 hours for using it, which isn't too bad. I mean, it is VR, so it doesn't last the longest, because of course, this thing, it's using a whole bunch of the stuff. When you can book a demo for Outvision. Oh, you have to actually book a demo. I do have a few Apple stores near me. Hold on a second. Okay. I want to see how this book a demo thing works. You just book a demo on the website, on the Apple website, which is where I'm at right now.
Bluetooth connected.
Hang on. I don't need this. Let's go and just
Bluetooth disconnected.
Oh, okay. All right, let's see. We're the first to get a demo of the Outvision Pro. We invite you to sign up for a demo at your local Apple store. Demo times are available on a first come, first serve basis. For demos on February 5th or later, you can also book an appointment online. So the places that I'm looking at for me, it says available February 6th. And you just choose a time. I'm definitely doing that, bro. I need to get this, dude. I want to try this out. Yeah, I want to try to go to the Apple store. So it's going on February 6th. That's a Tuesday. So I'm probably going to go. I'm going to ask my mom and see if I can go next week. So yeah. Okay, guys, I have to go do some more chores, but I'll be back here in just a second. Not just a second for y'all, but like a good amount of time for me. I'm going to try my best to post this at 8 o'clock. So yeah. All right, I'm going to go ahead and let y'all go, but I will be back. I'll be back. So, yeah, peace out. Okay, guys, I am officially back. I think I did pretty much all my chores. So, yeah, I am so excited to be talking more about this. Okay, sorry, guys. Hang on just one more second. Okay, guys, I'm back. Sorry about that. Okay. We're going to talk a little bit more about the Apple Vision Pro. So let's see. I follow this girl who does a lot of technology. She's very useful. It's called iJustine. And I'm going to go ahead and load it up and see if there's any features that I am missing. Let's see. I just need Apple Vision Pro. Okay. All right. So let's say you cannot see. You can actually get optical inserts on the Apple Vision Pro. They say, I think it was like Marks or something like MKHDD. I think he said it's $100 for the reading lenses, and then $150 for the actual like glasses that you actually need to see. But it's optional, of course, but they're magnet, so they customize everything. So when you order it online, you answer some questions, and you actually insert. It's just like these little lenses that are magnetic, so it just sticks right on. And it's easy to just pop right on and off because, like I said, it's magnet. So this girl, I just dang, you should check her out. She's pretty good. She actually was using Keynote, which, of course, it's PowerPoint or Google Slides, but it's the version for Apple, which is called Keynote. She actually made a little presentation, and she actually hooked up her magic keyboard and her magic mouse to it, and then she actually was at the Steve Jobs Theater, which I thought was really cool. She did it you can like set in an environment. Also, there's like an office, and she got her Xbox controller and played a Sonic game on Apple Arcade. You can't play games such as like Gorilla Tag or Beat Saber. You can't do any of that, of course, because it's not an Oculus. And also, this is a really cool feature. This is only for MacBooks. If you look down at your MacBook and like you're actually just like looking at it, you can actually, it'll say this little connect button. So, of course, you just look at it. And then, yeah, hang on 1 second, guys. Okay, guys, so sorry again. I'm back. So, something really cool. So, I think I was talking about the Mac. Yes, I was. It's basically about the MacBook. Something really cool is that if you look down at the MacBook, you can look at the connect button at the above your MacBook, and you pinch your fingers together, and it says the connect button. And then it blacks out. So if it blacks out your MacBook screen, don't worry. That's completely normal. And this is my AirPod Pros. So yeah. Anyway, once you do that, it will actually upload your screen to your spatial computing, aka your Vision Pro. And I think that's pretty cool. So your screen pops up. And I think that's really cool. There's also a guest mode. So you can set up for a guest, like a guest comes over. So there is some more features, like during the WWDC 23. There was actually this thing where a guy was watching a basketball game, and they were like dribbling the ball and all that. I think that looks kind of cool. So it's like you're actually like at the arena, or like from like a tabletop, like from your table. I don't know exactly how that's all going to work. I'm sure that they'll announce all that in the future. I'm sure there's going to be a whole bunch of things, especially like the iOS or the Vision OS 1.1 or 2 or 3 or 4, all that kind of stuff. But I'm excited to see the updates that will happen in the future. And so, yeah. Well, I think that is pretty much it. Basically, just talking about the Apple Vision Pro. So make sure you go to an Apple store and test this out for yourself. Once when it comes out and all that. So yeah, I think that's pretty much all the thoughts I have on the Apple Vision Pro. So we did it. We were actually able to do all this by 8 o'clock. Well, not it's not 8 o'clock yet. But I'll be able to publish it by 8 o'clock. So, yeah. All right, guys. The old town is, we're going to say it on three. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Choke out the day. Here we go. All right. Okay. What is a cat's favorite book? Oh, wait. I already said this. Okay. Did you hear about the man who misspelled the name, a name on a headstone? He made a grave mistake. That was really funny. Has anyone caught the abominable snowman? Not Yeti. Okay, and then finally, what did Mr. Cheese say to the shop assistant when she selected the wrong size dress for his wife? That won't feta. All right, and of course, it is time for here we go. It's time for trivia decay. All right. Name the Georgia Golf alum who won the American Express Championship during the 2022 PGA Tour season. Hudson Swaffer. Okay. All right, guys. Thank you all so much for listening to this Happy Press Button. I'm so glad that this actually happened. So, yeah. All right, guys. Peace out and see y'all soon. Hope y'all get an Apple Vision Pro sometime. And, yeah. All right. Peace out, Rosies. Oh, whoops. All right. Peace out, Rosies.